It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Christy Slife is here again from Colorado River Bosse's. It was about a year ago
that we talked about
the third annual Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day. So the fourth annual this year on May 9th at, I want to say it was at Rifle High School last year. Same place again?
Same place, Rifle High School. Yep.
Okay. And now you're bringing students from three different school districts to Rifle High School on May 9th. And these are... How do you classify these kids? Special needs kids?
Yeah, they're more significant support needs students. They need a little bit more support with their education, and they are in special education. And so this is just for an opportunity for students to be able to participate in our area. It would be considered similar to a Special Olympics, but it's definitely a smaller setting, and it gives our students an opportunity to participate. It seems that students in our area may not have the opportunity with being able to do some track and field events. And so we just felt it was a great opportunity to be able to tap in and give these students the courage and confidence to be able to try something new that they might not have tried before.
I'm sure I mentioned this last year. It takes me back to elementary school. Last day of school in elementary school every year,
yes,
we always had our field day.
Right.
And so this is kind of the same thing for these, as you say, the special support needs students.
Yes, it is a similar one, but it also focuses more on the track and field events. So these students are running in events. They're doing little hurdles. They're throwing. We have a mini javelin that they participate with. They throw softballs. They also do the long jump. So really it is set up like a track event. And then we also have some other activities for them to participate in. So kind of a fun section where they can kind of throw some water balloons or things like that, just so that they can kind of have that time to relax. But this is a great opportunity to be able to meet new people for them and be able to participate at their ability level with other students at their ability level.
Was last year the first time that you had RE1 students come down for this day?
Yeah, it was the first time we had had RE1, and it was also the first time that Garfield 16 participated.
Okay.
I used to work with the district, and I switched over. I used to work with Garfield RE2, and I switched over to Colorado River Bosse's, and I got to bring the event with me. And so now we get to bring it from all the way from Basalt all the way down to Parachute, and hopefully at some point we'll be able to expand it so other smaller districts will be able to participate too.
Well, that's the joy of getting a new employee, right?
Yeah.
Is you get to buy their contact list.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Or their creativity and the things that they've worked on in the past.
For sure.
So RE1, RE2, District 16 this year, and you said maybe some smaller school districts. And by that, Colorado River Bosse's serves a lot of western Colorado, if I remember right.
Well, Colorado River Bosse's serves from Basalt to Parachute, but there are also other Bosse's throughout the western slope that do provide support for special education.
And Bosse's, again, stands for Board of Cooperative Education Services. Explain what that means. How would you define that?
Bosse's really provides support for special education and exceptional students. And for our Colorado River Bosse's, like I said, we provide the support from Basalt down to Parachute. And sometimes we provide special service providers. So we bring in those services like an audiologist. We might bring in some vision and hearing. But then we also may provide other supports. The Bosse's covers a lot of small districts, and that's what it was created for, was to support small districts so we can bring in the special service providers rather than having each district have to hire special service providers who might be more expensive and it might be more challenging for them to be able to get them in their district.
So, for instance, if you were going to host students from... we didn't mention this on the air, but Rangeley and Meeker, if they were to come down to the Rifle High School event on May 9th, they would be covered by a different Bosse's. So what would be the benefit of working with another organization to bring those kids here? Just the benefit of being able to compete and participate and meet other similar students from other areas?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we really want is to bring other people, just to give the students an opportunity if they don't have that opportunity. I know that there are Special Olympics throughout the state of Colorado. We just know that sometimes in our small areas, the students don't get the opportunity or don't have the opportunity to participate. So we feel like it's a great opportunity to be able to bring small districts together to be able to support each other.
It's kind of an opportunity. It's kind of like PE class. It's,
yeah.
Everybody participates in PE, and then if you choose to or you want to, and your parents support you, you can play, you know, basketball, football, or whatever. But everybody plays PE.
So yeah, it's something similar to that for sure. We want to give them the opportunity, and then maybe they might find a love for something that they participated in, and maybe they can participate in their school with that specific event. So these students might be able to find that love for running or throwing or something to that effect, and they might want to be able to participate.
Now, this is not a public event. This is a school event.
Yes.
So parents and students will be at Rifle High School that day. The reason you're here talking with us today is you're looking for donations of prizes and general monetary support.
Yeah, this is supported by our communities. And so we are looking for support for swag items. We like to give the kids a bag that has some swag in it, you know, chapsticks, sunscreen, some practical items that they can kind of use. And then we're also looking for monetary because this is supported by the community. And we purchase shirts for the students. So every student gets a shirt. They also get an award, and it's just something that they get to walk away with and be proud of. So it'd kind of be like a, you know, varsity player, you know, walking away with their varsity letter. This to them is something that they earned, and really nobody helped them earn it. They earned it all on their own. And so it's kind of a proud moment. Definitely one of the best days that I have when I teach, and I love this time of the year because I start to get preparing for it. And I start to get ready for it, and I start connecting with schools, connecting with districts, and those kids start asking questions, when's the field day? And that's the best part about it.
Do you get to work with kids as much as you'd like moving from a school, the school district, to BOCES?
Because
what
not
you do
in the
now
classroom.
Is more of a support thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm the director of special education for Garfield 16 now. So I still work with students at times, but I'm definitely not in the classroom. So for sure, being disconnected from the classroom now, being able to participate in this day is definitely a highlight of my year for sure.
So if anybody is listening right now and they're a business owner or manager and they may have some swag items and it can have a company logo or something
yes,
on it,
for
right?
Sure.
I mean, that's acceptable.
Yep.
As well as maybe a monetary donation. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can either call me at 970-948-1398 or they can even email me at kslife, S-L-I-F-E, at crboces.org. Those two ways will probably be the best way you can get a hold of me. But we appreciate any support that we can get because really it's the kids that win in all of this.
And again, that's kids participating this year for sure that we know of all the way from Garfield 16 in Parachute to Basalt. And of course, Roaring Fork, Glenwood, Coleridge, Rifle. As well, students will be competing. These are high school age kids, right?
Nope. These are all the way from kindergarten through age 21. So students are in the transition program from 18 to 21, and we start down at as low as kindergarten. And so students that are in, you know, kindergarten, first, second, third, all the way up through 21 years old, they get to participate. It's definitely a different level. Mm. Our hope is definitely that when they get to middle school and high school, that there is more of a competition behind it. But it also, they just want to go out and have fun. They just want to run and jump and throw things. And so that is the best part about it.
And again, it's really, it sounds like one of the big goals is it's a social event.
Yeah, that's part of it for sure, is that it's to be part of a team. Their school team, be part of their district team, and just be able to be part of a team and be able to see other students doing the same things as they are with the challenges and hurdles that they have in their life.
Again, Christy's number is 948-1398 if you'd like to talk to her about opportunities for Schweig items or any kind of donation that you'd like to give for the Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day. I think that those three could be good for just about anybody, whether we have, you know, special needs or not, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly it.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Christy Slife from Colorado River BOCES. Again, they are putting on their fourth annual Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day at Rifle High School this year. In May, looking for donations from local businesses and organizations to put together some swag for these students that need a little extra support, a little extra help. Of course, of varying levels and varying degrees, all the way from kindergarten to 21 years of age. I remember being surprised when I was in high school, the principal talking actually about special needs kids and explaining to the student body how public schools are by statute required to educate, and I forget the age range exactly, but it starts around 14 all the way up to age 21. And, you know, that's obviously a little outside the typical high school age, but some students, for whatever reason, because they're transitioning, I think is the term that you used before, Christy, either into society or into some facility where they may have a little bit more independence. They may take a little bit longer to get to that point where they're safe and comfortable in that next situation that they're in.
Yeah,
I hope I'm being articulate enough here.
Yeah, the transition programs are from 18 to 21, typically, and that helps students learn functional life skills, maybe some job skills and things like that. So that's what that 18 to 21 is. So, yeah, it's not maybe the typical age that you might see, but really, you know, special education and child find goes from the age of zero all the way to 21 years old. Mm. So there's definitely a big span that the BOCES also covers and supports. I think the biggest thing is we want to focus on a kid's ability versus their disability. And I think that's the way that for this day, the focus is on what can they do, not what can't they do. And whether they're in a wheelchair, whether they're using crutches, whether they have other challenges, they can do something during that day. And that's what's the best part about it, is to see that each student is participating at their ability level and they're challenging their self. They're not just challenging the other students that are there.
How many students did you have last year?
Last year we had about 90 students.
And you've already got that many registered for this year.
We do have that many registered, and our hope is to have about 110 students, which we have, you know, just about 60 adults that help support. So it definitely is a big event that we bring, because we want those students to feel supported and be supported. And safety is a concern, and we want to make sure that all the students are safe and the staff are safe. And so we definitely have a lot of people there. And we also have people who volunteer that help volunteer with the events themselves. So making sure with the kids are running, jumping, you know, we keep track of all that, and the students walk away with certificates, whether it just be participation or a first place certificate.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's one adult for every two kids.
My
math is correct, you know, somewhere in there.
Yes. And we do make sure we have a lot to just make sure that we have everybody have their needs met, whether it be, you know, a social, emotional, or whether it be a physical need. We definitely want to make sure that the kids are safe. We have the schools bring tents so that the kids are in a shaded area, so that we make sure that everything is, you know, pretty much their needs are met. Something that we do need, we haven't received yet, is Gatorade and water. That's something that we would really like to have. Is some water and Gatorade, and we'll throw them in some buckets of ice so that the kids are hydrated during the event, because it is in May and we never know if it's going to rain that day. We hope not, but
well, it is Colorado.
It is Colorado, and the way that this year's been, you just never know.
It'll either be 90 some degrees or it'll be a downpour.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we have the kids are hydrated and being able to participate. So that is something that we do have a need for.
You mentioned volunteers. Obviously, it's a little different when you're working with a school-sanctioned event. Obviously, there are rules you have to follow, right. And those volunteers obviously have been vetted in some way, which that process takes time.
Yeah.
Is there enough time? Do you still need some volunteers that could potentially go through that process, or are you good on volunteers and you really are focusing on the supplies?
If someone wants to contact me because they want to volunteer, they can always do that, and then we can make sure that we go through the processes that we need to. And if there's a opportunity, we definitely would give them that opportunity. We do have enough. Usually within the school systems, we use our special service providers. So sometimes we use, you know, school counselors, school psychologists, the speech pathologist. We pretty much kind of bring everybody. All hands on deck. Yeah. I put an email out that says help kind of thing. And we get some great response from people. Sometimes we have some high school students that participate. And so that's been just a great connection that we have. Is there's sometimes where the high schoolers were on their, you know, their break, and they were able to come out and, you know, help for an hour here or there. But it definitely is a kind of takes a village to be able to do this kind of event.
Again, so if you would like to sponsor, if you will, the Gatorade and the water for the Encourage Nurture Challenge Field Day, you can give Christy a call, 948-1398. And again, I guess you can never have too many volunteers. So if you'd like to get on the list, if you will, again, it is a little bit of a process because you do need to be vetted since you're working with kids.
Yep.
For good reason. Again, but give Christy a call and you can talk about that. 948-1398. How long? Is this an all-day thing?
Yeah, it goes from 9 to 2:45, and the reason why those are kind of weird hours is because we have to bus kids from all the way from Basalt all the way and Parachute all the way there, and then we want to make sure we get them home in time so that they can ride their buses to go home. And so it's definitely not any extra pressure on the parents of trying to pick their kids up or drop them off. We try to bus them there. So that's kind of why we have some odd hours, but it's 9 to 2:45, and it's during the school day.
And it's on a Thursday, so it's a school day for everybody.
For everybody, yeah. It's on a school day, so it's, Thursday is everybody.
All right. Again, if you'd like to help out in some way, give Christy a call, 948-1398. Again, it's Colorado River BOCES Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day at Rifle High School, the fourth annual, you might say. Back in just a minute to wrap things up, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Christy Slife from Colorado River Board of Cooperative Education Services. I don't know, it just rolls off the tongue. What can I say? For the last 4 years, you have put together Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day. You're telling me during the break, maybe I can ask an articulate enough question where you can answer this in the way that you did before. One of the big reasons why you wanted to do this is because a lot of parents of these students cannot afford to participate in, say, Special Olympics or something like that. And you wanted all these kids to have a similar opportunity to socialize and to compete in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I think that we have across the board, we have a lot of families that just right now, it's tough times for them. And so I saw a need and wanted to be able to fill that need, because there are Special Olympics that students can participate in, but they need to have coaches and they need to be able to have the equipment and be able to do that. So this is just an opportunity where they don't have to have any of the extra equipment or the extra cost. It kind of comes back to the event and the money that we raise, but it also comes back to, you know, the districts help cover the busing for the students. So I saw a need and I wanted to make sure we filled the need, because every student should have an opportunity to play sports or to be able to do something. I feel like sports are what helped me through my middle school, high school, and even into college. I was able to play sports. And so for me, I think it's really important to allow students to have that opportunity, because they might not be able to have that opportunity any other way. I think that's what's great about the districts and being able to help support students when they want to play sports, even though there's a fee that's there. I think it's important that we give students the opportunity to be able to work at their ability and also have the opportunity to work at their ability.
Isn't that interesting? I think this is what you're talking about. Tell me if I'm on the right track here. We all have our own individual specialized needs. Some are maybe a little more obvious than others. You talk about sports kind of getting you through junior high and high school. For me, it was music and radio and that kind of thing, you know. But everyone is not as fortunate for it to be that obvious or to find something like that that they can use as a what's the word I'm looking for? An anchor.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, to just kind of help you through. And that's kind of what your Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day is for these students, is to, you know, give them something that they can be proud of, that they can look back on and reflect on.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is I want to be able to give a student to be able to say that this helped me, or this is something I can connect with, and maybe I can even do it out in the community. Maybe there's a rec league I can participate in. Maybe there's something that I can participate, or maybe I'm in a bigger city that has a Special Olympics and I want to be able to participate with that. So it definitely is big. It's beyond me. It's bigger than me. And I think that's what's really exciting about this, is that each student can walk away from this and say, this is something I really enjoyed, and this is something I want to continue doing if that's what they want to do.
I think that's pretty much the definition of community.
Yeah.
You know, something beyond me. Yeah. And you mentioned in larger cities there are other resources that may be available. You said that there are actually businesses that tailor to and in some cases only hire adults and students that have different abilities.
Yeah, there's definitely, they're popping up more and more where you can see where they are just hiring students with or adults maybe that are have disabilities, but they're able to tap into what their ability is, and they might be training them just in one specific area. And I think that's what's great about, you know, being in a small community. We could also do that, is we could look at a student's ability and be able to tap into that and help that student grow and flourish and become a successful part of society.
I actually just flashed back on my short-lived retail career and our door greeter, Sarah, who now lives, I think, in Arizona. But bless her heart, she was awesome. She would greet everybody and just always had the biggest smile and enjoyed and loved what she did and felt like she was contributing.
Yep. And that's, I think, the biggest thing is find their ability, find out how they can contribute. And this is a track and field event, but my hope is that it's bigger than that, and it is community, it's respect, it's teamwork, it's having the courage and confidence to be able to do something they've never been able to do before.
Around 100 students will participate this year. Of course, final numbers we won't know until actually after the event, probably.
Right.
But again, this is supported by the RE1, RE2, District 16 school districts, and of course presented by, if you will, organized by Colorado River BOCES. And do you have other assistance from other staff, Christy, or is this your baby?
Well, this is my baby, and I'm hoping that we can get some other people on board. I do try to have a contact point in each district, which helps distribute information, because we definitely want, we get parent information, and we also have a registration form. And, you know, we want to bring this just like it would be for any other event if a student was on a sports team. So we do try to do our best to make sure we bridge the gap. And our hope is that we can just continue to do that throughout the three districts and hopefully beyond. But it definitely takes a village to be able to do this.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about how you can help make Encourage, Nurture, Challenge Field Day happen, give Christy a call at 948-1398. Again, specific needs are Gatorade and water. You know, got to keep the kids hydrated. It's kind of a long day,
yeah.
9 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. Again, that's those hours, because the kids will meet at their respective schools and then they'll be bused to the location of the field day event, where they will, you know, participate in a number of track and field events. And again, it really does take me back to elementary school. Our last day of school was always our field day.
Yeah.
And I remember Bruce Gallagher, the school counselor, was the one that kind of put that together way back when, back at Riverside. I'm not even sure if he is still around. But anyway, I'm digressing again. We know that there's a history of that, don't we, folks? Swag. The BOCES always gives every participant a shirt and an award. Trying to put together, you know, swag bags, chapstick, sunscreen, that kind of thing. Again, even for the younger students, as well as the ones that are transitioning into life after school, you know, they're learning about life skills and taking care of yourself by using sunscreen and putting chapstick on. Those are all valuable things that they, if they haven't learned before, this is another way that they can kind of learn and have that reinforced.
We can support them on it.
Yeah. So again, if you have any ideas about how you can help, Christy's number is 948-1398. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't talked about yet?
No, we appreciate all the support we've gotten in the last 3 years, and we just hope we can continue to partner with specific businesses that have helped support us, and we just thank you for all the donations that we've received in the past. It really does help. It all goes towards the students, and that's what it's about.
Are there a lot of businesses? Is it a small number that you'd like to mention, or
Elder Trucking is a great partner with us. They've partnered since day one with us.
Saw Ed not long ago, actually. And I didn't recognize him. He had to tell me who he was. I was a little embarrassed about that, but yeah, he's a great guy. Great family.
And then Savage down in Parachute, and they've partnered with us from the beginning. We've definitely just had some people here or there. We've also just had people who've, you know, written a $20 check and said, here, we appreciate anything we can get, because all of this goes back to the students, and that's what it's about, is the students being able to just have a fun and exciting day. And they also get to meet new people, and they get to try something new. It's just a great day. We also got to see last year some kids reconnect. One goes to one high school and they move to a different high school, and it was really pretty neat to see them connect.
That's really
and
sweet.
See each other, and they're, you know, they were excited to see each other.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And again, everybody can participate in this.
Yeah.
The kids don't have to pay an entry fee.
Nope.
or anything like that. Everybody gets to participate.
Yes.
One last time, Christy's number is 948-1398. All the best. I guess we'll talk to you next year for the 5th annual.
Sounds good.
Take care until then.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.